This is a Vantage House production.
Hey folks, Chaylen here. Welcome back. This week we have our sound team, and they're going to give their behind the scenes insights into what it takes to make an episode every week. I hope you guys enjoy. Take a listen. Hi everyone, how's it going?
Hello.
Everything's going well.
Hi.
Good.
How are you, Chaylen?
I'm pretty good. So for the folks who are listening in, we are doing these behind the scenes episodes, and today it's our time with the sound team. So we brought the sound team here. It is the largest group I've ever recorded with, which is a little nuts, but we're going to make it work. There's six others and me, so that's seven. And I think we want to start this off with everyone kind of just going around, introducing themselves, where they're from, and what episodes they worked on.
Alrighty. Yeah, I could start. My name is Javon. I live in Savannah, Georgia, aka Swampland. It's super hot for no reason here. And I am the sound team lead, and I have worked on episode one, covering the Israel-Palestinian conflict. I did the sound design on that episode as well as the music. I have worked on the episode six book ban episode, I believe is dialogue editor. Don't quote me there. It's been a while. Episode five as the mixer, which was the post-capitalism episode I was the mix for. Those are the episodes I've worked on throughout the season, aside from reviewing.
As you were speaking, I realized that a lot of people listening are not going to know what these things mean. So maybe Javon, can you tell folks what dialogue, mix, sound design means?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I will also say, prior to me becoming a sound designer and being in this industry, I had no idea what these things were, because a big part of our work is trying to be as quote unquote invisible as possible. We want to blend in and be seamless. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves. So as a dialogue editor, our main role is basically taking the recorded audio and making it as clean as possible, cleaning up any nasty mouth noise you might hear, or excessive ums and stuttering, and just kind of trying to make the conversation as fluid and seamless and uninterrupted as possible. As a sound designer, I'm sure many of you have heard on our episodes that we start off with an intro monologue, and usually that narrative is accompanied with sound effects that encompass the environment or the happenings that are taking place throughout Chaylen's explanation and descriptions of what the episode and what the conversation is going to be about. So if you ever hear like the sounds of rowdy protests or a train passing by or something, that's sound design. And of course, there's music there to couple with the general vibe of the episode. And then the mixer's job is to take the dialogue editorial, the sound design, and the music, and basically trying to polish that and make it as smooth and listener consumable as possible. So yeah, that's a general breakdown of what we do.
No, I think that's really important. I think like one of the things that I've been most proud about this season is the attention that we've paid to that. We have grown this team, and it has like, you guys have like such incredible capabilities and skill sets. And it's something that when we were first getting started, like, gosh, we didn't even know what a microphone was. So now to like have like a team that's so big and you guys are all so skilled, it's so incredible. And I think like one of the testaments to that is, you know, like when we started, you guys are not even finished introducing yourselves. All right, we're going to get back to that. But I just want to say, one of the things I think that's been so cool is that when we first started, we were like in the top 10% of podcasts, which I thought was silly. I still don't know how we got there. And like by what, a few episodes in, with the like additional attention spent on sound quality, sound design, all the stuff, we halved our position in podcasts. We're now in the top 5%, which is nuts. So I think that's a testament to like, you know, paying attention to this qualitative, you know, addition. So thank you guys for that. Anyway, back to these introductions. Who's next?
I can go next.
Sure.
So my name is Eli. I'm from Chicago, and I've actually been with the Delve podcast since 2021, I think, which is pretty crazy.
That is nuts. That is insane. Yeah. Yeah, Eli has been with us like the longest. Goodness yep. gracious.
I love it.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, so I think we went from a team of, when I joined, 3 sound people to our team now, which is like 8 people, I think, in total, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the episode. So I did the dialogue edit and the mix of our first episode about Israel and Palestine. I also did the dialogue and mix of the special Russian ep episode 4, which we did right after the original episode about Russia. And then I also did the dialogue edit on episode 5 about post-capitalism. And the mix for the episode 7 about Trump and his lack of bail money. And the dialogue edit for episode 8 about climate. And the dialogue edit for episode 11 about white Christian nationalism.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, let's keep it moving, because if I jump in, I don't know if we'll be able to keep this going. Who's next?
Here, I can jump in. So I am Aaron Jacob. Well, I said that really weird. Let me try that again. I'm Aaron. I am one of the newer additions to the Delve, working on the Delve and a couple of the other Vantage House projects. And then I was just mixing on the episode, the Cobalt episode, the Haiti episode, and then the finale episode about the Mizrahi Jews.
Cool. Awesome. Who's next?
Well, my name is Ignacio. I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And I started working on the Delve, I think, on February or something like that. And it's really fun to me, because I'm working like with people from all over the world, so it's incredible. And the episodes that I've done, I think, is the Russian hostage episode, which I recorded, the Haiti episode, which I also recorded. I think I did the dialogue edit on the Trump bail episode and the dialogue edit on the book bans episode.
Ignacio, you're on the recordings for the sister of the Russian hostage. You were also on the recording for the book ban.
I don't remember.
Were you?
Oh.
She's like the one who's from Colorado. Or was that you, Javon?
Ignacio definitely edited that dialogue. I was wrong. I recorded that episode.
And I think that I did the dialogue edit for many more episodes, but I can't remember. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just want to bring those up because those were 2 episodes that were like particularly emotional. So you guys got to see me try to keep it together while like one of the guests were like, you know, going through these like emotional things they're talking about. This lady, her brother's in a Russian prison camp. So that was a really tough one. And then the other episode about the book band. We had this librarian who was just kind of like walking us through being fired for trying to make sure that there's content in the library that connects to the communities that she was working in. It was really, really intense stuff. Cool. Awesome. Who's next?
I can go next. So my name is Dan. I'm from Montevideo, Uruguay. I've been working on the Delve since last year. I worked as a mixing engineer in episode number 2. I think it's called The Journalist Trauma or something like that. And I did sound design on episode number 8, the one we talk about climate change, episode number 10, that is Cobalt, and episode number 11, that is about white Christian nationalism.
Okay, over to Brendan.
My name is Brendan, and I joined this recent season. And I'm based out of Chicago, but about halfway through, I moved to Portland, Oregon. So I worked on the Russian hostage episode as a dialogue editor. And the journalism trauma episode, I worked as a sound designer, and post-capitalism, I worked as a sound designer, and I did the dialogue edit for the Haiti episode.
Cool. All right, I guess let's go into the questions. So you guys literally got to work on every episode, which is really, really awesome. Did you guys, like each of you guys, did you guys have any highlights during the season personally, where maybe there was like an episode that spoke to you, or was there like something that you did and you're like super proud of it? Was there anything, you know, kind of like monumental personally?
What usually happens when you record remotely is that you don't know what's going to happen during the recording. So you don't know if the recording situation will be good enough for the podcast to sound good. So it's really nice to get to this point where you can improve, because we use a lot of AI now, and it's very nice to see how much you can improve an audio that doesn't sound that good with AI. So I think that's really a good enhancement.
I agree. I think like one episode in particular, and Ignacio, I don't remember if you were on this episode, but the Haiti episode.
I was at the recording.
Oh my gosh.
But those are the situations that you can't control enough.
Yeah.
And then you have these different tools that you can recur to. And I think we did a great job.
Yeah, I agree. That episode in particular was definitely a challenging one. No. And you know, the material that was being covered was so important for people to hear. I think the work we do at this show is very important. So I feel like we're blessed as a team to have all these talents here that can get these episodes out in as clear a form as possible so that we can inform people on the things that are happening around the world.
Yeah, I'm blown away every week because sometimes the raw audio is just like, it's so rough sometimes, and you guys just really do wonders. Cool, awesome. Did anyone else want to jump in on this question? I can go to next.
Yeah, I have two examples. I'll keep it pretty short. The only episode that I did sound design for on this season of The Delve was the first episode. We had taken a long break too between this season and last season, so it was very refreshing for me personally to get back into it and to really put my heart into that one. And it was, I think, the longest monologue we had. So I think it was a good 17 minute. And it did, although it
That's
was long,
insane.
It deserved to be
because
it was covering the Israel-Palestine conflict. It deserved to be that length. And I felt very, I guess, honored in a way to contribute to telling that story. As a sound designer, not only are we trying to entertain our listeners, but we're also trying to immerse our listeners in a way that connects them further with the story. And I feel like of all of the episodes we've ever had on the show, that was one of the ones that was most important to connect people with because of the severity of the severity and the complexity of that situation.
Yeah.
So I was very happy with the results of that episode and also just contributing to raising that awareness. I also, one of my highlights for the season is also the post-capitalism episode, of which I think I was only a recordist on, but I think it was a very important episode in sharing different paths that we can take as an economic model moving forward. Because as we can see, capitalism really is not holding up. And I was very uplifted by what was covered in that episode, and that there are more possibilities moving forward than I had previously thought. So that was definitely a highlight for me.
Awesome. Aaron, we learned two things. One, that you can come in after we start recording, so that's nice.
Oh, good.
And the second thing, Aaron, we're talking about if anyone's had any personal highlights this season on any of the episodes that they've worked on.
Oh, sure. I think, I don't know. It's been interesting. I've never really, this is sort of the first, I mean, I've worked in audio and podcasts and music and post-production for a while. Not necessarily in the kind of world news, political space before. So this is kind of a first for me. Very much working in cartoons and silly, spooky things for most of my career. And so this is the first time I've kind of had to have the content of my day be populated by some really intriguing, sad, uplifting topics. I don't know if I have a specific one that pops out to me, but I think I've just generally really cherished the opportunity that I've had to kind of have a little bit more awareness of what's going on in the world just by nature of the work that I'm doing now. That in and of itself to me has been a highlight with all the different topics, but that I kind of am now feeling a lot more connected to what's going on sort of outside of my little townhome in Pasadena, just by doing a mix of one of these really great episodes that I'm working on. So nothing particular, but just the experience of kind of existing in this world that I otherwise probably wouldn't have been beforehand has been really fantastic for me.
There's some of you who have worked on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice chunk of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is for most of you, is this your first kind of like political / news commentary?
Yeah, this is my first political podcast, and it's also my first time working on a team in many years. So I've been working solo for like 5 years, so it's really nice to work with a bunch of other audio professionals.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's nice to work on a political podcast that, you know, I could feel proud of.
Amen. Because like, I feel like that's like a thing for me too. Like, I feel proud to be like, oh yeah, this is my podcast. It's the Delve. It's not like, you know, a bunch of mush. It's actually like really good, yeah, solid stuff. I mean, you guys are like literally like 60 to 70% of that being solid stuff. So really, really proud of that.
Feels like we're, you know, making something that's important. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And to see it like spread is like kind of like really, really cool too. That's awesome.
For me, happened something similar to what Brendan describes.
Mm.
But the thing is that I've been working with podcasts a lot of time before this one, but I never worked like remotely.
Mm.
So it was interesting, an interesting experience.
Yeah. Is it difficult?
I think it's not difficult, but I think there are some thing that doesn't happen in a studio that makes some of the work a little more difficult, but at the same time, a little more enjoyable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Ignacio, you also had worked on a podcast, but you've also worked in the political space before.
Yeah. Yes, I have worked on many political podcasts and social related podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right now I am working on an IDB podcast. It's about inequality in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mm.
It's really enjoyable and I get to listen to a lot of economists who are really interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
I've worked for a climate change podcast.
Is that the one where we're like,
yes, that was really fun. That was really fun. I worked on so many. I worked on a daily news podcast.
Wow. Yeah. Daily is that insane. Was recorded. Yeah.
Daily is insane. It's insane.
Can you guys even imagine if we tried to do a daily show?
It's insane. It was like 15 minutes or 10 minutes, something like that. But it was every day at the same time, like 6 a.m. I had to wake up and mix and edit, and it was insane. But it was fun.
Oh, that's crazy. Eli, I think you said you had also worked on a podcast, political podcast as well?
No, I worked on a podcast actually for some friends of mine, and it was very, very casual. They were reviewing a TV show, so it was, yeah, very, very different from this podcast, but still very fun and enjoyable.
Awesome. Love that. What about like, Brendan, you mentioned this was like your first time kind of like working with like a team and this like remote team thing. What has that been like? Does everyone feel like supported? Is everyone like is this working? This is like an HR question that we're having like on our podcast.
Actually,
I mean, I guess be truthful. This is an open workspace.
I can say that for me, it's interesting because, I mean, my primary work outside of this stuff is as a composer for TV. So I'm pretty used to just existing in my hidey hole for and just working alone, but then collaborating remotely or over the phone with people, but on a kind of a sparse basis. So for me, it's kind of, I'm kind of used to this workflow. I have experience working, you know, in an office or in a studio with a team sort of pre-pandemic, you know, before times, so to speak. And I definitely, there's a part of that kind of dynamic that I miss of just sort of being able to bop between people's cubicles and not have to set up a Zoom meeting every single time I want to ask a single question. But for somebody who kind of came up and is already used to this notion of like doing your work and then bringing it forward, you know, working as a composer.
Yeah.
The one thing that I really appreciate about it is like, I'm working with people literally from around the world. Like that's an experience that I really is I think extraordinarily special. And I obviously was possible, you know, before the pandemic and before all these different things, but I think people started to realize like, there are these really amazing, creative, exceptional, professional people all over the planet that you can mind meld with, using these incredible pieces of technology. And sure, it's difficult when you're not, you know, in the same room together, but it's possible to still make some really incredible stuff.
Good. Anyone else? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll jump in. Aaron, I completely agree. I think while remote work does have its difficulties, just in, like you said, not being able to just pop over to the cubicle and just be like, hey, while it does have those difficulties, it also has so many perks, just like you said, by virtue of us being able to collaborate across the big pond, you know, like that's amazing. People we never would have had the opportunity to meet if this way of working didn't exist. We are able to collaborate with and share ideas, and that's incredible. Since I graduated during the strikes. I graduated like when COVID was still a thing. So I've been working remote like since I graduated. And in a sense, I do miss the in-person collaboration. I make music and things too with people in person, but that's a different wheelhouse. It does introduce its own challenges. Like no matter what you're doing, if texting a friend or talking with a colleague, you just can't communicate through text in the way you want to communicate verbally. So that is its own, like, there's like a learning curve there on how to word sentences so that you come across the way you're trying to come across. Like, that's definitely a thing. And it's also, I think, just it's easier to bond quickly in person. But that being said, I already feel connected with you guys just through this one season. And I can't say that I've kind of felt that way with other teams that I've worked with in the past. I think we all gel pretty nicely and our chemistry kind of kicked off pretty quickly. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, me too. Oh, sorry, Eli, you can.
I was just gonna say, I definitely agree with Javon. Like it's hard to, you know, bond with people when you're only working remotely. But I think with this season and this group that it's worked out so well. And I feel like we all get along super well. Like having been with the Delve for so long, we've had several different teams throughout the years, and this one by far has been the best team that we've put together so far. And you know, it's all about like the people that we find, the people we make the teams up with.
I'm thinking of like previous South people.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone from, you know, the three people that we had when I started, and then we've had like several different other groups, and like Javon joined us at one point and has stuck with us as well. And yeah, this team is by far the best we've had so far. And yeah.
There is this one. Oh my god, it was so awful. There is this one time. I'm not gonna say her name, but she like I guess she was like doing editing And she told me it was finished. And I was like, okay, awesome. And I like to listen to the episodes usually before they're published. And she said, yeah, it's finished, Shayla. I was like, oh, awesome, cool. And then she released it without like me listening to it. And it sounded so crazy. And I was like, no. And so
like, no, you can't just
you can't just put it out. Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
She will be listening to this episode. That,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
That was a really traumatic. It was really traumatic, actually. But yeah, being in this team, you guys are all like working on different things. You guys have different backgrounds. Has there been any like kind of like cross learning? Have you guys like learned things from other people?
Yeah. Even just from like sharing software, sharing techniques, you know, sharing kind of what we listen for, because everyone has a different ear, you know, and there's constantly, I can't pinpoint like a specific thing. It's kind of just like this melding that happens, and you just kind of absorb those ideas and you explore on your own. And like,
and
oh,
that's
like, yeah,
probably another layer of complexity working in a team, because you have like three different people working on an episode, and then there's another three people in the next episode. But like, as we've gone through, I think we all have kind of meld, and there's like a continuity between the episodes. So that's really, really nice.
Right, right. Like, I guess one thing most recent, like, for example, Dan had put a reverb on when you were doing quotes from, I think it was episode
Straight
11.
American Jesus.
Yeah, it was the Christian nationalism one. Yeah.
When you were quoting
the Bible. Yeah,
he put the reverb on and it gave it this ethereal atmosphere that was detached from your usual narrative voice. And I was like, that is
right.
A
it was so
idea.
Cool.
So it's like things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Are there any things that you guys learned from this season that we're going to like do or maybe not do next season?
One thing I can mention is when we had kind of all addressed the mix standard, and to all the listeners, I'm sure some of you are familiar with like Spotify and Apple Music having like, and YouTube having like a loudness standard.
I don't think they know what that
previously
is.
Previously, we would.
I mean, I didn't know what that was.
Well, there's like a volume level that most platforms would like you to finish an episode at, so that all of the episodes and content on their service are flushed with each other, so that there's no dramatic dips or raises in volume between content. And prior to this season, we would kind of listen to episodes in a vacuum and just be like, yeah, sounds good. It's hitting where we want it to hit. Let's release. And now we compare the episodes to each other to make sure we are establishing that volume continuity, at least as close as we can from episode to episode, which I think has made things much more flush across the season. So that's one thing.
And I think that's part of working as a team, because every one of us use a different platform and have different knowledge about things. And I think all of us used to hear any podcast, and the podcasts are different. So that makes us and allows us to make changes to get a better sound and a better standard.
Awesome. Is there anyone on the team you guys want to give like a special shout out to? Is there anyone who like just like really killed it this season? I think you all did. I think you guys were all like, so this, like Eli was saying, this is like by far the best season, the best team ever.
I would love to give a shout out to Javon, because like he really stepped up this season to like become a leader for us, you know?
Yeah.
Because like,
thanks, Eli.
We start out as a team, but sometimes when we have so many people working together, like getting stuff done and getting stuff up to the quality that we want doesn't always take precedent. But like when we had someone that came in and like stepped up to be, you know, a leader for us to make sure that everything is working out well, that was really great. So shout out to Javon for that.
Yeah, I second that.
I really appreciate that.
I felt very taken care of. You know, I think, and I'm serious. Like he was like my pappy that I could go to if I had a problem.
That's so funny.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, that's the case, everybody. I just want to return that to the rest of you. You guys, you come in clutch. You're just always ready to tackle a challenge. And I know week to week it can get hairy. We can run into unexpected problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone here steps up to the plate and helps cover each other. And that's what it means to be a part of a team. And I really appreciate all of you. It's been a pleasure so far.
I think another, just to keep adding to the Javon praise, is that Javon, you've kind of like learned what I will like and what I don't like.
Yeah.
So like, we'll go over like a draft and you'll be like, all right, I know you're not going to like this. I noted that, like, yo, I note this, and I'll be like, remember that literally the last episode
we compared in.
Notes and they were exactly the same.
We would shoot back to each other notes and be like, I wrote that down. Yeah.
It was really, really crazy. I think, like, you know, the Delve, when we first started, it was supposed to be like this show from like a political nonprofit to like help folks stay involved and know what they're voting for. I think that was literally like the tagline at one point. It's like, know what you're voting for. And to have like see it grow has been really, really awesome. And now it's like, you know, become like the flagship of like a whole company, and it's like this whole different thing now. And so I don't know, I have like a vision for like how I want it to sound and grow and all that stuff. And I'm really happy that you guys have not only just kind of like supported that vision, but like really like expanded that vision. But it's really nice to have you guys here and making this just be so awesome. You guys are really literally the best. Cool. Any last things before we wrap up?
Chaelin, I want to say thank you to you.
To me?
Yeah. Just for you fostered this. This show is your vision. I remember when we interviewed, you had told me that you wanted to expand sound design, and you thought that if it took precedence, the show could become more than what it had been.
Mm-hmm.
And look!
And it did.
Look where we are now.
Look where we are. I don't think that's a me thing. I think that's a group of all of us thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But you definitely play a pivotal role in that. So I think you deserve some props there.
I'm just the voice behind the death.
Yeah, but you're the man with the plan, you know?
So, you will sit here and you will take this compliment.
Right. My God. Take this compliment.
Well, that's very kind. Cool. Awesome. Great work, guys. I'm so excited for next season. I'm so ready for a break. We have some other fun things happening this summer. So everyone just stay tuned. Anyway, that's Delve. Thanks for listening in. I'll see you next time. Bye. Hey everyone, that's our last bonus behind the scenes episode. I can't hype this team up enough. They are really just so incredible. I've been so happy and fortunate to have everyone work on this project. Shoutouts to Derek and DeVale. They were not able to make this recording, but truly awesome folks and super, super important to the team. That's it for the Delve. We're done. We're taking this summer break. I'm ready to kind of relax for a little bit. But we have some really cool projects coming up this summer, and the Delve will be back with season 8 in the fall. So we'll see you then. Peace out.